Episode 816, Where Does Fitness Begin?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary week. I cannot believe it's already Wednesday, and it is Wellness Wednesday. On top of that, today we are chatting about fitness. Where does fitness begin? It's a little bit kind of maybe one of those things where you really haven't thought much about, but we're going to talk and go a little bit deeper. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you got to impact. You got to be healthy. You got to be well. You've got to feel vibrant. This joy within you. If you're just going amongst your day-to-day and you're just going, oh, I'm just going to get by. It's okay. It's no big deal. You know what? That's just how life's going to go, right? Nothing. There's not going to be an impact. You're just going to be sitting there doing the same old, same old. Or maybe you are one who says, gosh, I want to try something new. I want to change. I want to lose the weight. I want to get healthier. I want to have better muscle because I need to stand up straighter because I'm getting shorter. I'm not getting taller. I know I'm not going to grow anymore. So fitness does, you know, it plays a part in my life, but I get stuck. And when I get stuck, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't know what to do. I freeze. When it comes to health and wellness, where does fitness begin? Where does it fit in to your life? You see, in the ebbs and flows, because we have lots of those, it's easy to fall off the wagon in fitness, and we get distracted. You know, you get distracted and your routine gets shifted a little bit. Maybe you have a life event that requires more of your attention, requires more of your time. And so things that you don't really think are priority, well, you just kind of like, that's all right, I'm just going to let them fall. If we've fallen off before, we know. It's just simpler to go with the flow. And we don't do anything to kind of go against the grain. Yet we still want something different. Where does fitness begin? You know, we've talk the whole month of March about nutrition. And if you haven't listened to some of those episodes, go back. There's some great ones in there. But this one here, I wanted you to think about your fitness. Why? Summer's around the corner. Bikini season. And it's not just about weight, okay? That's not it. It's about who you see in the mirror with your own mind. When you look at yourself, how do you feel? Do you say, yes, I can conquer the world? Or do you say, I have nothing to wear? Gosh, I put this on. I feel thrumpy. I put this on. Oh my gosh, I hate my legs. I put this on. Oh my gosh, my chest. I just don't like any of it. Well, all of this is based on fitness. How we feel, how we look in our own skin. Maybe for you, fitness begins with a perfect schedule. You know, if you have that perfect schedule, everything's laid out, you can go to the gym. Maybe it actually starts at the gym for you. Maybe it's started actually when you were a child. It goes way back and you're like, gosh, Christiane, I have always been an athlete. Maybe it truly starts when you warm up. That particular moment when you're doing something. There is no right or wrong answer to the question, where does fitness begin? All of them are valid answers. But the question is, where does fitness begin for you? You know, growing up, I was truly a perfectionist. And to a degree, I guess you can say I'm a recovering perfectionist, but I consider myself now striving for excellence. There is a difference. Being the best selfie I can be, doing always my best, not just, yeah, I'm going to get by. Because everybody can just do, I'm going to get by. But I want to go above and beyond. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. That doesn't mean I have all the answers. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to make mistakes. Oh, no. In fact, I probably will make more mistakes. Because I'm trying even harder to put myself out there to be the best, to strive for excellence. But growing up, I was truly the perfectionist. Why? Well, I don't blame my dad. But I give him credit because that's what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to be that 110, 120% always. You always keep raising the bar, hon. You raise the bar. And so truly, I was that perfectionist. And I wanted to make sure I was able to get everything done in a timely manner. I didn't want to have to say no to anything because you know what? I was a people pleaser too. I could do it all. But do you think that really worked? No, it didn't work. I had to begin to squeeze in my fitness into the nooks and crannies of my day. Now, I said earlier that I was never an athlete. I wasn't. My athletic capabilities was ice skating. Okay, for me, fitness began when I was on the ice. Otherwise, it didn't. I was the one who enjoyed band. I was the one who was writing things. I was the one that was studying life. I was doing things a lot differently than most people were. I was out performing. I was teaching. And that's who I was at that time. Fitness didn't play really a big role. I didn't necessarily have a problem with things. I was able to kind of get by with my genetics, so to speak. I was active enough. I didn't eat a lot. I mean, it's not like I just laid around and just ate when I wanted to eat. No, I was active, but I wasn't physically strategizing that this is my workout time. I never thought that, ever, ever. The only time I did was during my pageant seasons. And that's when I would work 2 to 3 weeks prior to the pageants. I would really get lean and I would work specifically. So in order to do everything else that I was doing, I had to work in a fitness routine in my nooks and crannies. And for me, it really worked in the mornings and in the evenings. And it's about like 15, 20 minutes. And it was my own routine. I didn't even go to the gym. Until still to this day, I don't go to the gym. That's just me. I don't know why. I've gone to the gyms before, but I don't like working out in there. I tried and it doesn't work for me. I know that about me. So for me, fitness doesn't begin in the gym. It began on the ice and it began prior to pageants. Well, then what happened was what? I had my tornado in life. And that's when I decided and committed to myself. That's when I knew something had to change. Because my health, my well-being depended on it. Maybe you're in that situation. Maybe your health, literally, you went to the doctor and the doctor says, you got these lab results and they're not looking real good. And you're like, oh, but I don't want to have to change this because I love all of this, 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 and this. And you're telling me I have to cut out 3/4 of it. How is that fair? It's not fair. My sister can do whatever she wants. We've got the same type of genes. Why couldn't she have some of this problem? What is it for you? You see, you don't want to wait till a crisis occurs. And that's why today I'm asking you the question, where does fitness begin? Where does it begin? Because if we don't answer that question, what's happening is we're putting our excuses on someone else or something else. We cling to that instead of clinging to our health and our well-being. What's more important, the excuse or you? There is a difference. And it's up to you to decide. So where does fitness begin? Well, your answer is it begins with you. It starts with you. You have to find where fitness fits into your season of life. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Find where fitness fits in your season. That doesn't mean it has to be perfect. It doesn't have to mean that it's the same time every single day. But it's what works for you. When I was a homeschooling mom, oh my goodness. Yes, I had flexibility on my side. But then at the same time, it was also an excuse because I could cram 2 or 3 or 4 other things into my time. And guess what? I did that. And guess what? My health suffered. I gained weight even more with each pregnancy. It wasn't a good fit for me. You have to find what works for you. Find where fitness fits. Where does it fit for you? How are you going to wear it? How are you going to dress it up? Because that's ultimately what matters. There are 3 factors that I have discovered that really works well when it comes to fitness. You got to be creative. You got to be flexible and you got to be consistent. And you're like, whoa, some of those just kind of go against each other. I know. But it's how we use things. Creative. Think about this. Putting things in the nooks and crannies of your day. There are days that you will have 20 minutes to work out, and there are days that you will have only 5 minutes to breathe. You've had those recently, I know. It's called life. But you still need to get moving. You need to have some intentional movement, some fitness into your life. So what would that look like if you only have 5 minutes to breathe? Well, guess what? Pick five different exercises, do them 1 minute each, and you're done. Finished. Woohoo. You did something and it was intentional. When you're sitting here doing just the same thing every day, going to work, walking around the office, or if your office is at home, you're the CEO of the family, that's awesome. But doing those same things isn't intentional movement. It has to be above and beyond what your normal routine is. That's intentional movement. That's fitness. So that 5 minutes, you do a minute per exercise, that's awesome. If you don't know five of them to do, let me give you some. You can do burpees. You can do even just push-ups. You can do squats. You can do, let's see, I'm pulling this out of the hat. You can do high knees where you run in place and you bring up your knees. That's a great one to start with because it warms up your body. Okay. And then you can do just basic curls. And you don't even have to do anything in regards to weight. It could just be your own where you're working your muscle when you're actually going, I'm tightening this. I feel it. You're in their mind, body, and spirit. All of it is working together. Okay. That's a creative way. You got to be flexible. Maybe you like to work out in the morning, but for some reason you had a sick child. It's not like you can say, oh, that's it. Sweetheart, you're sick. I don't care. I got to get my sleep because I got to get up and do my workout. It doesn't work that way, right, Mom? It doesn't. You're made to love and take care of and nurture them. So then you had a really late night, or maybe you didn't sleep hardly at all. Well, guess what? It's not good to work out completely when you're exhausted. Why? Your form suffers and you're really not focused, so you can get hurt. Injury is going to lead you nowhere. So you got to be flexible, right? So what do? Well, instead of, you know, killing yourself and saying, oh my gosh, I didn't get my time in, then do a shorter workout somewhere else in your day. Worst case scenario, do it right before you go to bed. Unless if you're really working up a main sweat, you're not going to probably sweat that much. I mean, unless you're really working hard and pushing weights, and that would be for another episode. And that's great to do. Then you may have to tack on an extra 10 minutes to take a shower before you go to bed. But ultimately, what? You know best. So be creative, be flexible, be consistent. You're like, well, how can you be flexible and consistent? You say, you know what? I want to work out 5 days a week. That doesn't mean it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It could be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It could be Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's what works for you during that week. And guess what? Maybe you take a vacation and you're like, but I really don't want to work out on my vacations. But you know what you can do? You can park further away and make yourself walk more. Oh, yes. If you go to the beach, then guess what? Just walk on the beach. You're going to be there anyway. So instead of laying there the whole time or you know, just kind of just hanging out, walk. Go see the scenery. There's your intentional movement. You can still be creative. You can still be flexible. You can still be consistent, even while on vacation. You see, when we put it on someone else or something else, we're just falling into the trap of excuses. And you're truly not interested in solutions. Yeah, maybe I'm calling you out on it a little bit. I know for me, coming back from an injury, and it's an injury. Actually, I have two of them. It's an injury that I don't like because it affects both things that I love to do. One is running. I love my running. That's my God time and me time. And that's when I absolutely, and I don't like it on a treadmill. I'll do it on a treadmill, but I really prefer to be outdoors. And so then I have to factor in the weather. Well, what do I do then? I chalk it all up to my excuses. Oh, it's raining outside. It happened yesterday. I'm like, oh, I can't go out. It's raining outside. And it was raining all day. And when I say all day, I kid you not. I went to bed and it was sprinkling then, just little bits, but it was sprinkling. And that was late. I don't know. It was probably like 11:20 at night. And it was already sprinkling. I got up the next morning. You could tell it had already continued to rain. The ground was getting smushy. I was beginning to see rivers and things like that. Well, then I went ahead and continued and the day, and it rained and it rained and it rained. We didn't have any lightning. It wasn't this big, huge thunderstorm, but it was just constant rain. And guess what? Yeah, I didn't run, didn't walk, didn't even get on the treadmill to do it. I let the weather control it. What should I have done? I should have been what? A little more flexible. So I could have been consistent, been a little bit more creative. Don't let excuses hold back your dreams for where you want to go. This is your health, your wellness, your well-being. It takes you to take action. So ultimately, when you're creative and flexible and consistent, you got to do the fives. Okay, the fives are this: decide, commit. A lot of us decide, but we forget to commit. That big C word, we hate it. So you got to decide, you got to commit. You got to plan, you got to prep, because you got to know your plan first before you prep. And then you what? You take aim. Action ignites motivation. Where does fitness begin? It begins with you. It's up to you to take that action. It's up to you to take that next step. I don't care how long you've been stuck. You may have been stuck for 2 years. You may have been stuck for 12 years. For me, it was 10 years, nursing or pregnant. And then you add on a few more years, it was more like 15 years I was stuck. I tried a few things. Oh, but it didn't work. And it didn't work until my life basically was shattered. My tornado. It took my husband to tell me I've fallen out of love. I don't want you to get to that critical point in your life. You matter too much. You were created on purpose for a purpose. God has a bigger plan than you can even dream of. But you have to do the work. You all inspire me. So I take these words of what I'm saying to you and saying, I got to go do my run. And guess what? Today, recording this like I am now, I did my 6 miles today. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, and I felt good even after missing the other day with the constant rain. I wasn't going to let those puddles stop me today. Now, guess what? Tomorrow, we've got more rain coming. I don't know what that's going to look like. But what I do know is I focus on how I feel. And then I go back to thinking, okay, I need to be creative. I need to be flexible. I need to be consistent. Where does fitness begin for me today? Where does it begin for you today? Where are you in your fitness journey, your health? That doesn't mean that you're going to go be this huge bodybuilder thing. No, I'm talking about being able to be an incredible, impactful woman. Because if you're not feeling well, oh my goodness, no one else is in your household. Even the dog's going to be crabby. I'm serious, right? So you have got to take care of yourself. So where does fitness begin for you today? Maybe the question is where did I leave off? What do I need to do to make a change? Maybe you're sitting here going, I know I got to do something different. I've got lots of options, but I'm confused. Click on the link, take aim. I'd love to come beside you and help you. And guess what? This is a free call. Yes, you can talk to me. It's free. And I'll set up a time for you so then I can be specific to your situation. I can tell you my stories here on the episodes and you can hear what I've done. But when we can talk together specifically to your needs, your wants, your desires, your dreams, man, that's called impact. So if that's you, click on the link, take aim. And that will begin our conversation. A little form will pop up. You'll fill it out. Only it comes to me. Only my eyes see it. I promise you. And I will get back to you 24 to 48 hours. I try to be better than that. It just depends on my schedule because it does pack up pretty quickly. But I'm here to serve you. But you have to take aim. So the question today, is where are you going to find fitness in your season of life? Where are you going to fit it in? Maybe you have to just start with the nooks and crannies. That's okay. Maybe you have to be a little more specific. You've got bigger fitness goals and dreams. And you're like, no. This is what I have to have because I'm running a 5K over the summer. And so I know what I've got to do. Well, maybe you need to plan a little bit more so you can prep. So you're not like trying to cram it all in. You know, cramming in fitness doesn't work. It happens over time. And that consistent time adds up. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go take one step today. Intentional movement, I promise you, will benefit you for a lifetime. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.